Good morning and welcome to the conversation for our Friday Little Mission Impossible theme going on there.
Yeah, Bethann, I'm trying to impart significance to that.
Funny, I was sitting here doing the same thing. Is that a comment on our very first segment this morning? I hope not.
Exactly.
Well, you know, when someone says the Equal Rights Amendment to you, do you immediately relegate that to history, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah, very much so. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the National Association of Commissions for Women really wants to change that. This week, delegates from commissions from throughout the country gathered in Honolulu for a conference where the ERA was one of the first items up for discussion. The group was hosted by the Hawaii State Commission on the Status of Women. Its executive director is Kathy Betts, and she's on the line with some of the action items attendees walked away with on their lists, especially including the ERA. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here today.
Well, thanks for making time after a very long week, starting on Sunday and ending last night. So as the conference was really getting underway on Monday, there seemed to be renewed fervor for the ERA. Yet for a lot of people, just ask Chris that question, hear that, and many times the thoughts run right back to history and the feminist movement of the 1970s. What came out of the conference regarding the ERA and renewed calls for its passage?
Well, I think we had a lot of really excited advocates from across the country who were really here to connect and find mentors and also mentor younger women and younger leaders. But, you know, I think that they found a renewed sense of optimism to be able to get this work done, to find constitutional protections for women. And that's the problem with the ERA is that we were never able to amend the Constitution to protect women. So that the lack of constitutional protections obviously has a lot of trickle-down effect in a lot of different areas. And you saw on Monday evening with Kamala Lopez here with her film Equal Means Equal, the ways that that trickle-down really hurts women and girls across the country.
But a lot of people don't know that, and they believe that, well, you know, women, they're covered. What are we all fighting about?
Exactly. And we have the same discussion with younger women just coming into the workforce when we have to break it to them that actually we don't have paid family leave. Paid maternity, paid paternity, that's not actually something that is in law. So I think that we have to do better education. And part of that really was learning how we can become more relevant for millennials, learning how we can be better mentors to people. When Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor was here in Hawaii a few years ago, she said, every time I reached a new level in my career, I immediately turned around and extended a hand towards a woman who wanted to go there too. And that was so impactful on me, and I realized that I needed to do, even though, you know, I'm a younger person in this career, but I really need to connect with younger women to show them that they can be in positions of power and leadership and make change.
When they're trying to make those changes and trying to be in positions of power, they're still confronted by the statistics that say that women are not truly powerful and that they're not truly protected under the Constitution. So, you know, how do you craft those messages as you're looking to younger women who may have grown up with certain beliefs that aren't true when you know, proved against reality?
Exactly. Well, I think that's why Kamala Lopez's film was so impactful and meaningful for the people there, because she really wants to use film and art and social media as a way to connect with people, which I think is crucial. Social media needs to be the component to move people, and millennials move fast. They're very quick advocates, and they're very quick learners because they've kind of grown up in this area of social media. So I think that social media and art is the way to really connect with people.
So how many do you think actually understand that there are two ratification bills in Congress right now?
Probably not many, but that's why we need to do quick education. And I think that the thing that really connects and resonates with younger women is learning about those statistics and seeing that, you know, obviously we have inequity in our school systems, we have inequity in the career, we have inequity in systems response to gender-based violence victims, and that really connects people across the nation. They're able to see that and connect with that emotional story, because I think all women have felt marginalized in some way at some point in their life. You know, it's not a hat we can take off. We'll always be women. So it's something that that really resonated with a lot of the folks at the conference this week.
When we talked to Kamala Lopez last week, you know, her point was that she didn't know about any of this, and she considers herself to be reasonably well-informed, but that in talking to many other women who are in law enforcement, who are involved with advocacy in other ways, they're very siloed and that they don't really seem to have an understanding that even the ERA is still alive.
Exactly, which means that we need to do better education and outreach. But I think her film is a perfect medium to do that.
I'm not trying to make a commercial for her film, but the mere fact that we can the mere fact that we can have so many women who erroneously walk around with certain beliefs about what is or isn't protected and how they may or may not be treated in the workplace, if they happen to be incarcerated, in whatever arena they may choose, that it's still something that needs a whole lot of work. Now, those two bills that are in Congress, one of them, at least, is looking at that three-state strategy when the ERA ran out of time, which is an issue in and of itself, it was still three states short of the 38 that it needed to be ratified. The three-state strategy is still moving through Congress, and so is traditional legislation to ratify the ERA for this year. Any sense of where that is and how it's moving?
You know, I'm not sure, but I think Kamala's comments on Monday night, she said, whatever strategy, we're here to support you, whatever strategy. And I think giving women the choice on how they want to advocate for their rights is crucial, because so many times our movement gets picked up by other movements, so we do get siloed. Going back to that, though, I think most women inherently know about the lack of protection and our marginalization, but when you pair that with civics education, we need to do a better job in our schools of educating about civics and government, because that's the only system we have. So we really have to put more power into that.
So what was the big takeaway from the conference?
You know, we had a lot of takeaways, and it was wonderful connecting with all of these amazing advocates from across the country. But one thing that stood out to me that resonated with a lot of the women was on Tuesday we went to Iolani Palace, and despite the, you know, vast diversity in all of the women's backgrounds, socioeconomic, age, ethnicity, they really resonated with the Queen's story. They resonated with the story of the illegal occupation and illegal overthrow. And I think they were able to connect that on a female level of feeling marginalized and powerless and trying to do things for your people. So that was very, very moving for a lot of the advocates. So I'm glad that they got that cultural education here, and they were able to learn the Queen's story.
So, Kathy Betts, with that experience, what are the, you know, delegates going off to do now as they are all returning to their respective states and homes?
Well, I think one of the focuses was Title IX in college and higher education. So strengthening Title IX protections for women and students in higher education, also extending greater benefits for mentorship and ways to mentor people. So that was a renewed hope for that. And then also just doing the work that they always do, but with a greater sense of sisterhood and connection to us. So that was a wonderful takeaway.
And perhaps a greater connection to the ERA too. We'll see what happens with that. Thanks so much.
Fingers crossed.
Thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much, Beth Ann.
Kathy Betts is the executive director of the Hawaii State Commission on the Status of Women. It's the catalyst for positive change through advocacy, education, collaboration, and program development focused on equality for women and girls.